Hi there, my name's Ben Jackson, and as always, I'm trying to find ways that give you advice, guidance, something to think about, or ideas you can go and use to improve your life in some way. But this morning, I got a slap in the face, one that I wanted to share with you, because it deals with trust. This is how legends are made. So what slapped me in the face this morning? Well, it was my 9-year-old. He was getting ready for school and completely out of the blue asked me, how long does it take to trust again? Which was quite, as I say, blindsided, and kids are amazing for sharing these amazing thoughts at the most weirdest or curious times. But it did engage me with an answer, which I'm not so sure it's a complete answer, but it's one I wanted to share with you. If only it kind of starts you thinking about this particular issue or creates some solutions for you, or at least you can take away something to go and think about. So this is what I gave him. But first, maybe the background might be useful. You know, I think what the trust was for him was actually to do with him and his older brother. It's about a 5-year difference, and it was about playing games together. And I think because of the behavior in the past, the trust had been broken about playing nicely or compassionately or kindly with his brother's things. And so the trust had broken. So this had been a phrase he'd used or heard enough times to realize it had importance and the purpose behind it. And obviously, I think the guiding point that I was making for him was that his brother needed to trust him again. And I think that's where that stimulated his observation. So it's something that's kind of, trust is amazingly complex, I think, and possibly something we don't spend enough time really understanding. But he asked me this question, how long does it take to build trust again? And I took a deep breath, because I'm sure you've experienced this, when trust is lost, you don't realize the value of it until it has gone in some form. Either, you know, you've taken trust away from someone else, or they've taken trust out of you. Whatever it is, it's something that is so deeply ingrained as a foundation to the relationship, in whatever kind of relationship it may be, that you can't just pop it back in place. It doesn't kind of fill the hole again and the space that it left. It's interesting with trust, it comes out of the space, but the space that's left is larger than the original trust, if that kind of imagery kind of makes sense for you. And it's this that I want to try and share with him, was that trust is collaborative. It's a two-person effort to bring some sort of appeasement, but it takes time. It takes two people wanting to do it, and it takes time to do it. There's obviously conversations that need to happen individually. So for example, my son needs to have a conversation with himself about what caused the lack of trust and what was motivating that. And then my other son needs to look at, you know, his reasons too, and independently come to some understanding, and then find ways, incremental ways, to rebuild the trust. But I made it very clear to him, and I think I heard a story, or someone mentioned this idea, is that it's like a tower. You have to keep on climbing, and at any moment it can burn down to the ground because it's so delicate. And it's something that it takes time, perseverance, and commitment from. And it was this that really captured me, because I think, back to the original point, trust leaves a bigger hole than it used to occupy. And to build trust back up again, it's a lot easier sometimes with difficult situations to simply say, no, thank you. That's a lot easier for me emotionally, psychologically, to not trust again and move forward or find an alternative way of managing my life. And what I shared with him, I'm going to share with you, is that in addition to things I said, it does take time. It takes understanding there are small wins to be had and recognizing the small wins, but at the same time realizing that at any moment someone could light a match and the whole thing could burn down again. The removal of trust creates a very, very delicate structure. And as I mentioned, it could be one that you think maybe not worth or best for everyone's best interest to not kind of persevere or to try again. And that's a personal choice. But to embark upon trust has a depth of bravery and vulnerability, if applied correctly, that I think surpasses so many other relationship challenges. Trust is so quickly lost with even small deceits or lies, whatever they may be. And maybe you've got examples which are greater than that. I don't want to diminish that, but just to focus on trust for a moment. That commodity is not replenished quickly or easily, and to be fair, rarely in the same form that it originally occupied. It's with this knowledge that I offer my son to say it's going to take time. It'll take perseverance, about accepting that it may not always work out, but the attempt theoretically is worth it, the goal is worth it, the outcome is worth it. And this is not advocating one side or the other. It's not about being untruthful or trusting everyone all the time. It's merely informing you of my observations about the rules of the game when it comes to trust, both in the lack of it, or it's been taken away, or how precious it is. And I don't think there's anyone in the world who hasn't experienced either side of the situation. I know I have as well. So maybe just give it some thought, consideration, and as always, if you find this has got some value in it, maybe share it with a friend, family, or someone in your community that maybe you need to be reminded of this, understand the value or the journey ahead. So I'll leave this thought with you for today. I hope you're doing super well with everyone. And don't forget, you can always drop me a comment, DM me, Instagram, on Twitter. Would love to hear from you. Other than that, I'll catch you on the next episode. This is how legends are made.